The wicked Vashti was killed, and the king began his search for a new queen. Scouts were sent throughout his kingdom, looking for the most beautiful woman in the entire land. There was a Jewish man in Shushan, the capital, whose name was Mordechai. He had been exiled from Jerusalem with the captives that had been carried away with King Yechoniah of Yehuda by the evil Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar. Mordechai had raised his cousin Hadassah, better known as Esther, from childhood, for her father had died before her birth, her mother at her birth. Esther was well known for her beauty and piety. She hoped that she wouldn't be chosen as a candidate for the position of queen. There was nothing worse in her eyes than being forced to marry outside her faith. The fact that the groom was the rush of the king didn't make the idea any more attractive to her. Esther went unnoticed until one day, while she was alone in the house with Mordechai.
Esther, could you please close the window shutters?
Certainly, Cousin Mordechai.
Oh, the streets these days are infested with secret agents for the palace. Whether they will discover you here or not is entirely in the hands of Hashem, but we still must take all the precautions we can.
Cousin Mordechai.
What's wrong?
When I was in the marketplace the other day, I noticed one of the king's guards staring at me. Now he's right in front of our house, speaking to the neighbors. Look, they're pointing in our direction. Cousin Mordechai, I'm afraid. He's starting to come our way.
Who's there?
Open up in the name of the king.
Just one moment.
I am Sir Toeface. I come to take the girl.
Oh, Sir Toeface, what a pleasant surprise. Come in. What can I do for you?
His Majesty has appointed me to find the maiden most suitable to be the new queen. My men tell me that after coming to this house, I will need search no longer.
Oh, you mean Esther here. Well, you know, I feel it quite an honor for you to even consider a member of this household a possible candidate for the queen's throne. But I don't believe that Esther can meet your qualifications. You see, Esther is a mere orphan. She was left at my doorstep one wintry morning many years ago, and I accepted to raise her as I would my own child. Ah, I remember it like yesterday.
Yesterday, eh? Then why do you think her an orphan if she was abandoned on your doorstep?
Yes, yesterday. Yesterday, so long ago, a day so short, a day comes and passes, leaving no footprints. A day today, a day tomorrow, a day yesterday, gone for...
Cut the poetry, Rabbi. Esther must come with me.
May I at least have a few words with her privately before you take her away?
Certainly, Rabbi. I will wait outside.
Oh, Cousin Mordechai, this is terrible. Will I have to spend the rest of my life in the king's palace? How will I survive? How long will it take before I start acting like a Persian? Until now, I had you to guide me. Now I'll be away from you, away from all the Jewish people. Cousin Mordechai, I'm all alone. I don't have the strength to make it all alone.
Shh, Esther, my child, don't be afraid. I promise you, you won't be left alone. I'll be there in the palace whenever I possibly can. But you must always remember that even when I won't be there, you won't be alone. No matter how bleak things seem to be, Hashem will always be with you, protecting you in those difficult times. Esther, I see troublesome days ahead, not only for you, but for the whole Jewish nation. Your name, Esther, reveals a message of your own special role in life. The Torah tells us, "V'anochi haster aster panai b'yom ahu." Hashem says that there will be a time when he will hide his face from us and lead us in disguise. Ever since we went into exile, it's been so much harder to remain close to Hashem. It wasn't always this way, though. It was only 56 years ago when we still had the Beis HaMikdash. I still remember my father taking me as a child to the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. How inspired I was when I watched the Kohanim bringing karbanas and heard the Levim sing their beautiful songs to Hashem. While standing in the Beis HaMikdash, we actually felt the presence of Hashem. Ah, a lot of things have changed since then. But one thing will never change. Even when all hope seems lost, Hashem will be with us just as before. It may be a bit harder now to feel His presence, but if we try, we can still see His miracles each and every day. I have a strange feeling. I sense that through your merits, a great salvation will be brought not only for you, but for the whole Jewish nation. I can't explain to you exactly why, but you must promise me that you will reveal to no one your true identity as a Jew.
I promise you, Cousin Mordechai.
Come in.
It's getting late. I must take her now. Come.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Esther. Goodbye, Esther. And never forget, Hashem will always be with you.
Openly, if you keep the Torah true, I'll be close to you. Now we follow their strange ways, the banquet so many days. We only meant it outwardly, please forsake us not. Esther, my child, heed my words to you. Even in the lion's den, keep the Torah true. But reveal to no one that you are a Jew.
Astir, astir, panai bayom hahu. If you hide yourselves from me, I'll surely hide from you.
Now we followed their strange ways, the banquet so many days. We only meant it outwardly, forsake us not. Esther, my child, heed my words to you. Even in the darkest hour, keep the Torah true. Through you will come salvation to each and every Jew.
Esther was brought to the king's palace and placed under the care of Haggai, who guarded the king's harem. Each girl would first undergo a long beauty treatment before being presented to the king. Esther's remarkable beauty and piety gained her favor in the eyes of all who saw her. Haggai granted Esther 7 servant girls from the palace. Esther arranged that each girl would serve her 1 day a week. This provided her with a check on the calendar, allowing her to keep the proper day as Shabbos. When the 7th girl would arrive for work, Esther knew it was Shabbos. This system was especially helpful as the Persians did not have a 7-day week. Esther avoided eating non-kosher food by claiming to be a vegetarian. Haggai asked no questions. Despite being in the palace, Esther remained loyal to her faith, yet revealed her ancestry to no one. Hagai rushed Esther's cosmetics to prepare her for the king as quickly as possible. Finally, one day in the king's chambers in the 10th month of the 7th year of the king's reign.
All right. Next.
Hagai, the king is ready for the next contestant.
Okay, Esther, you're next. What special cosmetics would you like with which to go before the king?
That's all right, Hagai. You've already given me more than enough. I don't need anything else, thank you.
Esther, you must take something. If the king feels that you're not adorned at your best, he'll be furious. You must take at least these pieces of jewelry and these cosmetics here.
If you wish.
All right, Esther, and good luck.
Thank you, Hagai, and thank you.